Star 94.1, and our guest is Kevin Gerardo. Kevin, how are you?
I'm well, man. How are you?
Oh, man. That Sunday song is nice, Kevin.
Sunday morning.
Yeah. That's, you know, it has that different flavor, and it just does something to you. I call it one of those Sunday morning happy songs. Tell us about that song, would you, Kevin?
You know what? Sunday morning is one of those songs, you know, it really supposed to kind of take you to that deliverance feeling. You know, when you first got saved, you, if you remember how excited you were just about the difference in your life, the change in your life, you know, how the enemy tried to take that feeling of just that joy you had, that initial relationship with Christ. So Sunday morning kind of walks you back to that experience, that feeling, that hope, that strength, that joy, and the freedom you really receive when you entered into salvation.
How is radio taking to this song?
You know, what's really funny, radio is taking to it in two ways. The people who enjoy just a difference, they're really, really picking it up. They're really playing it. But some of the more traditional stations aren't buying into it because they feel like maybe it's too different, or the feeling is not that traditional type music. So it's really interesting how it's going. But you know what? We just trust God, and, you know, we just believe Him, and it's just going to work.
Hey, I tell you, Kevin, it is a nice song. When I first heard it, you know, I was like, wow, who is that? And we've gotten phones, you know, folks saying, hey, who is that? You know, so somebody's listening and somebody's liking it. And
Right.
And it's got a great message, too. Did you write that song?
Yeah, I wrote Sunday morning. Actually, I was driving down the highway, and I don't know what I was going through. And, you know, at the beginning, you know, it really talks about, you know, what came on into the house of the Lord. And I really didn't get saved until about, I gave my life to Christ about 5 years ago. Many people don't know that. And I was in college and everything like that. And when I gave my life to Christ, it was just a difference. I was driving on the highway just thinking about the whole experience. And just, you know, that waking up Sunday morning as a young, the Spirit touched my soul, how it just came to me how I just felt this difference. And I knew something was different. And I just walked, and that was called faith. You know, I didn't know all that. But that's how Sunday morning came along.
On your project, I'm Free, are there more songs like Sunday Morning, or what should we expect?
You know what? There are more songs like Sunday Morning, and there are also some really powerful worship songs. And, you know, it's some really, really, really powerful worship songs like Awesome God. And we have Cry Holy, which really, really is that slow worship piece that really we have been getting a great response from that. And also, there are songs like with Calypso, Come In. You have I'm Free, which kind of puts you in the mindset of Sunday morning. You have Worship, which is more contemporary. So it's really a nice mix. And we have He's Still Alive, and we do that out. We minister that song out a lot because that's just straight church where you just celebrate.
And I know you've answered this question or you've heard this question many times. I'm Free. What do you mean by I'm Free?
You know what? So many times, AJ, we get caught up in the opinions of others. We get caught up in what our families thought about us. We get caught up in people telling us we were ugly. We get caught up in people telling us we were light, dark. We get caught up in always feeling like the last. But, you know, the Bible says we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. And so that I'm Free title comes from the freedom to be whatever God has told you you're going to be in Him, to live free, to walk free, to believe you're free, even if you're in bondage, even if you're being abused, even if you're going through a terminal situation, your finances may not be where you want them to be. You have to speak and declare your freedom and really walk in it and take on the mindset of freedom. And that's where I'm Free comes from.
When a person picks up your project, Kevin, what do you want them to get out of it?
By the end of the project, I really want them to have the full understanding that worship and praise is not something that you just do on Sunday morning. But worship and praise, if you can really incorporate that into your lifestyle and really believe God, that you can really be liberated from anything. And I want them to carry that liberating, refreshed feeling every time you put the project in, that they just feel and really receive that they're liberated and really have that refreshed mindset that, you know what, I can wake up tomorrow. You know what, I can try this again, because really with God, anything is possible.
How would you describe Kevin Gerardo? Kevin?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, how would you describe yourself?
You know what, how would I describe Kevin Gerardo? You know, I think when people really meet me, they say I'm just a really down-to-earth person. Because, you know, number one, I'm a teacher. I teach eighth graders every day as a math teacher, and I'm kind of working full-time ministry at my school also. the guy says I'm different. And, you know, they think I'm a comedian. I'm down to earth. And really describing me is I'm not afraid to step out there and take a risk. I'm not afraid to step out and really try God for what he says you could have in the word. In the word, you know, if the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, why not as Christian people? We not challenge God on that phrase, you know. And I'm really one of those people that I'm really just not afraid to step out there and just believe God. That really describes what I'm all about, just about faith.
You mentioned a couple of songs on your project. What are some other songs on your project that you feel are songs that folks need to hear, that can worship, that can really be a true worship song for them?
You know what, I think the song that really, really, really is a song that people need to hear, if I was to think of one, is Awesome God. Because Awesome God came out of an experience where I was really suicidal, and the words of it really, really tell the whole story, and it really takes you to a place. It said, you know, I will bless your name, O Lord. And that song there's such an anointing in that song, and I'm not just saying that. And there's such a deliverance in that song, even from the intro, you know, it really talks about your awesome God and how you still love us in spite of we cursing you, we doubting you, we don't believe you, but you still love us. And Awesome God is that song.
Now, how about, you mentioned Cry Holy?
Right.
Okay, how about Cry Holy?
Cry Holy is, that's really the song that we've been hearing a lot in churches. Cry Holy is a song that you can sing it from the church choir to the praise and worship team to by yourself in the shower, at home, in the car. I mean, wherever you are, Cry Holy is that worship song because it's so simple. It's that we cry holy, holy is the Lamb that was slain. You're welcome, you're faithful. And really, it just really talks about the characteristics of God, and it really is so personal that Cry Holy is that song that anybody can sing, and that's why that particular song, we have different leads on it, because we really just wanted to capture that effect that regardless of how you sing, can't sing, want to sing, think you can sing, people told you, you could just sing Cry Holy and really allow the word just to minister to you, because if it had not been for the shedding of blood, we know that we'll really be no forgiving of our sins, so that worthy is the Lamb that was slain. That's Cry Holy.
The song King of Kings, where were you mentally when you wrote that song, when you did that song?
You know what? King of Kings is one of the two songs I didn't write on that project, on I'm Free. I actually heard King of Kings when I went with a friend to a studio. And the guy that was working on it, I fell in love with the song. I mean, the song was one of those perfect songs for me that really just, it reiterated, he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. He reigns, and then that's all it said, but it said so much in just those few words. And when I heard that song, I'm telling you, it just brought life. I mean, I was just so excited about it. He was like, well, man, you could use it. So we actually redid the song, retook it, and, you know, Chris Simpson, you know, who recently passed away, actually was there to bless us on the actual track and everything like that. And it's just such an interesting thing, not knowing that he wouldn't be with us today. It was a great time to have him there on that actual track.
You're in your project with Seasons.
Yes.
Is there any reason why?
Yes. You know, Seasons, now, Seasons is another song people say we should finish, but it's really a snippet because it really is our season. And I'm not just talking about, you know, myself and New Virtue. I'm talking about for God's people to really, everyone's always talking about the world is in this state, the world is in that state. But, you know, the Bible says that when we're weak, that he's made strong. So in our weakest state now, as a country, as a nation, God really can be made strong through his people. We'll just really stand up and stand out and be different and really pray, fast, believe, and walk out there. And it's our season to be the conquerors. It's our season to walk into what God has said that we can be in this world. And it really is our season. It's our season right now.
Where will I'm Free take you, Kevin?
You know what? I'm Free, Shay, is the project that really has opened the door for national success. I really believe that within a three-year period, Kevin Gerald on New Virtue is going to be a household name. I believe that because our foundation is liberty, worship, freedom, and praise. And this project, you know, just being our first project, and I know people have heard it, and I've gotten emails, MySpace, text message, everything, saying I can't believe it's your first project, really opens the door for the great things. We're already working on our next project, Rain, and that project will really take us to the next dimension, and I'm Free is to open the door to say that we're here, and we're here to stay, and we're not going anywhere.
All right. Our guest is Kevin Gerardo. Kevin, you yes. are a teacher, you mentioned.
Right.
You deal with eighth graders.
Right.
What's the message you like to leave with young folk?
The message I like to leave with young folk is really be who you are and don't be ashamed to be who you are in Christ. You don't have to assimilate to drinking, drugs, sex. But if you be who you are in God, that brings more honor and more of a distinguished being than just being everybody else. Someone said, who can you model yourself after? I said, well, I know I'm a first-rate Kevin Gerald, then a second-rate Ty, a second-rate Byron Cage. I'm Kevin. You know, so be the person God has made you to be. If you're Sean, if you're Dominique, be Dominique, be Sean, but be you and allow God to really identify that character that he's calling you to be.
Our guest, Kevin Gerardo. Kevin, I hope I haven't butchered your name, man.
Oh, man, you know, they call me Kevin J. They call me Kevin Jericho. I mean, either one, just remember, I'm free. Kevin Gerardo, just call me Kevin. That's all good.
Kevin J.
That's it.
It has been a pleasure, and we wish you much success with your new project, I'm Free, Sunday morning. I mean, hey, it's tight, man.
Oh, man, Aisha, I just appreciate your support, man. And as everyone else get on the ship to glory, I'm going to say Aisha was on it.
Hey.
Aisha was rolling with it.
Hey.
She was already a partner with us. And, man, I appreciate that.
No problem. I guess Kevin J on Star 94.1.